welcome to the very first Sunday in the month of June. Time really does fly. Fred, how are you? Welcome to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll here with you on this fourth day of June 2017. Welcome to Sunday Worship. Kick your shoes off, take your coat off. Let's fellowship. Let's gather together. And let's prepare our hearts and minds on Jesus. If you're not too familiar with the program, we do focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and have a great time in the process as well. Got some wonderful Christ-centered music on the way, including this one from Bethany Dillon. It's Holy is the Lord. Here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
We stand and lift up our hands. Joy of the Lord is our strength. We bow down and worship Him now. How great, how awesome is He. Together we sing. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is filled with His glory. We stand and lift up our hands.
Well, Fred, I hope you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. Mr. Joey Kroll here with you today. Jonah the prophet ran from what he considered a difficult assignment from Almighty God, thinking that he could escape to a place where he cannot be found. We all know the story. He refused to obey the Lord. He boarded a ship headed in the opposite direction, but God's gifts and callings, friend, are irrevocable. God sent a great storm which rocked Jonah's boat, and then the large fish ate him. These persuasions certainly changed Jonah's attitude. Sometimes, friend, the Lord needs to put us in a difficult position so that we can be restored to him and remain faithful in our calling. Friend, has God gifted you and called you to something difficult? Maybe God has called you to a new assignment. If so, if that's you today, just remember Jonah. He was the Lord's prophet even when he didn't want to be. You might as well just rejoice in your calling, even if your flesh is screaming, no. You'll be glad to have avoided God's gentle reminder of who you are, and you will save him a lot of trouble going after you. Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship. Right, Jesus is worthy of our praise today. Hey, friend, I hope you're having yourself a great, great weekend. And I'll tell you what, I've shared the story before, but it's so good. It's so worth sharing again. The story's been told of a flight that hit some unusual turbulence. I mean, tossing the plane from side to side, strong gusts of wind and lightning hit nearby. No one felt safe, no one except for one small little boy. He sat preoccupied with his notebook and pen. You would never have guessed. He was on a plane in the middle of a storm. If you looked at him, a passenger nearby asked the young boy, "Aren't you afraid?" He just looked up from his paper for a moment, smiled, and said, "Nah, my dad is the pilot." Friend, when you know who's in the cockpit of your life, even turbulence can be okay. Because when life seems out of control, it's simply out of your control. Knowing who sits at the control panel ought to usher in a heart of peace.
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Redemption's here, where your blood was spilled for my ransom. Everything I want held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. as I tempted and tried. Human, the Word became flesh, bore my sin and death. Now you're risen, and everything I once held dear, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where your love poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you. Only
about a great song right there. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you here on this first Sunday in the month of June. How about that? Be sure to connect with us on Facebook. Just look up Sunday Worship Radio. Well, the author is unknown, but this is a fantastic statement. When God seems absent from us, He is often doing His most important work in us.
The foot of the cross, where grace and suffering meet, you have shown me your love through the judgment you received, and you won my foot of
Isn't this a pretty song? That's Karen Pack and Amazing Grace here on today's edition of Sunday Worship. It's Joey Kroll with you, and coming up this Saturday, yeah, a week from yesterday, the 10th, this Saturday, you're invited to see Ivan Parker in concert. He's coming back to the area Saturday night at 7 p.m. at Lincoln Square in Urbana. You can get your wristbands. We're not doing tickets. We're doing wristbands this year. You can get them ahead of time at greatnewsradio.org. You can get them the night of. There's an additional charge on that. Or you can take advantage of a meet-and-greet opportunity with Ivan Parker. The Singing Men will be kicking the night off. Also, Ivan Parker's son will be there, Josh Parker. I don't know if you've ever seen him. He does a great job. He is a guitarist, I think, is what the proper term is. But, yeah, it's going to be a wonderful evening of fellowship and just really lifting up the name of Jesus. You can get more details on the concert this Saturday night at our website, greatnewsradio.org. If you don't have access to the web, just call our front office tomorrow during regular business hours, 217-367-7777. Well, Mark Burns will help you get your Monday off to a great start tomorrow for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Until next time, though, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.